It started with two young Danes growing up in Copenhagen with a somewhat unorthodox love for 1970s soul music, especially early Michael Jackson.
In Denmark, it's not like a part of the culture and the history. Soul music was kind of like a cute thing, but not serious. Rock music was serious.
That's Coco O. She and producer Robin Hannibal make up the duo Quadrant.
He has no doubt that he's been doing it right.
Coco's voice has been compared to the likes of Amy Winehouse and Mary J. Blige. Jay-Z produced her recent cameo on the Great Gatsby soundtrack. It has been a crazy couple of years since she and Robin Hannibal made their first album, In a Basement, in Denmark. They're hoping to build on that success with their second album. It's called Avalanche, and that 1970s soul music that they grew up with is front and center.
What about yourself?
When and how did Robin Hannibal enter your life?
We met when I was 16 or 17. I think it was more like a matter of time before we would get to meet because it's so small. And like I said earlier, there wasn't so much soul music in the city. And we were both into that genre. So a mutual friend introduced us. And I'm super happy that we met.
Is there, I mean, there must be part of the music that you make reflects who you are and where you come from. What part of your sound can you identify and point to and say, yeah, that's Danish right there?
It's hard to kind of generalize a country or, but I think a lot of soul music in America, a lot of soul artists, they learn how to sing or play in church. That's just what I think. I don't know, but that's what I experience.
I think that's fair, yeah.
I think, like, in church, they learn how to really, really sing, you know, with a lot of power and a lot of phrasings, and that's what I wanted growing up. I was so sad that I didn't have, like, a real church where I could learn how to really sing. But I think because I didn't do that, I'm more, like, sparse in my vocals. I think that's a Danish thing, to just have what is necessary and not overdo the vocals or the production. Like, maybe a track like Befriend.
Be tender, be strong. Befriend me, belong. Be gone by dusk, but just be around.
What does Quadrant mean?
We wanted something that meant something to us. And we've known each other for, like, I think a year or two before we discovered that we both were a quarter. I'm a quarter African and Robin is a quarter African-American. And that is something that I was confronted with a lot growing up in Denmark. Like, I couldn't walk into, like, a pizza restaurant without they asking me where I was from, and they all claimed that I was from their country because I looked, you know, different than a regular Danish girl. Mm. And Robin looked so Danish, so it was really fun for me to discover that he was a quarter African-American. And then the word quadron is kind of the same in Danish. It's just kvadron. And at that point, we didn't know, like, if we were going to release music. In Denmark, we didn't have anything, so we didn't know where it was going to take us. And I think we also thought about a quarter of, like, soul, a quarter of Scandinavian music, a quarter of disco, a quarter, you know, just mixing stuff. I think we found that interesting.
Hello, what's going on in here? Your ruthless like a storm. Hello, why you never seem to care?
This one is called Hey Love.
I was actually thinking about church when we wrote this one. Just, I could imagine, like, the just being, like, you know, deep in the south, like some guy singing that and a little tambourine maybe. Mm.
Kind of like a little call and response.
Exactly.
So I imagine it has been a bit of a whirlwind. I mean, you've got Jay-Z knocking on your door asking you to do a song for the Great Gatsby movie. How does it change, or has it changed your expectations for what you want?
when I was really young, my expectations were super high, like career-wise. I knew what I wanted to do.
What does that mean? What did that look like?
Well, I mean, I had a picture of me in my head standing on a stadium and people like faint because they were so excited to see me. So that's a really high goal.
And very specific. I don't want them just standing there screaming. I want them fainting.
Yeah, exactly. I felt that I couldn't die happy if I didn't experience that. So I was putting myself at stake there. But as I started working like in the business, it changes, of course. Now it was more about the actual music than the fans fainting.
Let's play another song. This one is called LFT, stands for Looking for Trouble.
Heels on the back, it's a mess. We all supposed to meet by the bridge. I'm not the only one who's late. Wearing the black tie again tonight. Snap my phone, already rang twice. And I forgot to drink the wine. Tell me who you ride to when it's the side.
I mean, I love this track. It's so throwback. And like literal storytelling. It's really lovely. How did this come together? What is the story of this song?
It was about my group of girlfriends in Denmark. LFT is my girl gang.
Your girl gang? Everyone needs a girl gang.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're kind of retired now. They used to be a lot of fun.
What if I-
It's just nice to have like a lyrical photo of a time period that I really love and sometimes miss a lot.
So you're making your home in Los Angeles now. What have you learned about America?
The biggest culture shock is that the distance is so spread out here in LA. In Denmark and in, I think most of Europe, people grow up in like small local kind of communities. And I'm used to walking out on the street and like meet a ton of people that I know and just high five, you know, on my bike. Just being like, hey, how are you doing? And it creates like a strong, solid network. And I think here you have to really engage yourself. If you want to make friendships, you have to go out and meet people and schedule it, because you don't meet anybody because you're all driving. But I think, though, I learned that America is definitely into music in a very different way than what I found in Europe and especially Denmark. In America, it seems to me like music is such a big part of life and culture that is almost as important as, you know, food. And getting that reflection on something that you work so hard on, it's meant the world to me and Robin. We never thought that would be possible when we wrote the first album in a basement in Denmark. And besides that, America is just so diverse to me. There's so many different layers because it's such a big country, but all the states are so different. I really, really enjoy being here.
Coco O, she and producer Robin Hannibal make up the duo Quadron. Their new album is called Avalanche, and she joined us from our studios in Culver City, California. Coco, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been really fun.
Thanks for having me.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.